on, everybody. Whistle along. Good morning. I like our new song. What do you think? This is Glenn Cole, and this is On the Air, and we're going to have a light day today. We're going to shoot the breeze a little bit, and I have lots of trivia. I found a site that had 250 of the most interesting, I think, the most interesting trivia questions. And so we're going to talk about that today. You know, that public service announcement, well, actually, I guess it was the news, where they talked about the rules against letting off fireworks and stuff like that. I don't know if you have a puppy dog. You all know that I do. She helps me do my show. Or at least she gets me prepared, right? Anyway, Cheyenne is used to be deathly afraid of fireworks. Now that she's 15 or 16, we're not sure which, she is both deaf and blind. She's not totally deaf, but she's a little hard of hearing, and so she doesn't get bothered by the fireworks as much, which it used to scare the daylights out of her, and she'd go hide for the whole night of the 4th of July. And that's kind of the reason why I think I don't like the illegal fireworks, but I also know a person that blew the tip of their finger off with the illegal fireworks. And anyway, so I'm pretty much against the idea of using illegal fireworks. Now, I think every red-blooded American boy has to admit that he's at least lit off one firecracker, right? And probably most girls, but definitely the boys. And it was kind of cool thing to put your little army men around a M80. I think that's what they used to call those giant, they weren't giant, but they're very powerful firecrackers, and light them and watch soldiers go flying all over the place. If they really stopped and thought about what that was depicting, American soldiers being blown to smithereens, they probably wouldn't have done it with such glee. That's something we don't think about, and we don't think about a lot of things. When we're playing cowboys and Indians, we always want to be the cowboy, right? Or at least we used to. And that's probably not something you want to think too deeply about either. And I got a lot of things that I'm going to bring up next week on Progressive Life. Some stuff that we went over yesterday, and some new things that I heard this morning. We're going to go over it then. This show is really not that type of show. So I really hadn't planned on going over any of that more serious stuff. We're just on the air having fun today, okay? And we're going to ask you to call in if you'd like to. The phone number here, by the way, you got your pencil ready? Grab the pencil, grab the piece of paper. Okay, you got it? All right. 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. So when we ask the question, what I'm going to do is, like I did last week, I will ask the question and give you, I will tell you, this one I'll give you 3 minutes for. And you got 3 minutes to call in, and you know what you get for being, if you get it right? Absolutely nothing but an attaboy. You get an attaboy. You get to pat yourself on the back if you can reach it. I can't reach my back anymore, so if I get an attaboy, I have to pat myself on the head. So that'll work, all right? So, but I will indicate which ones we're looking for call-ins, and we'll give you 3 or 4 minutes to call in. We do have a 20-second, 30-second, something like that, delay, so I have to give you a little bit longer than I normally expect, so we'll go over that. What else was it? The fireworks thing. Have you ever had a firecracker blow up in your hand? It's not very comfortable. I had a little tiny, what they used to call baby finger. A little tiny thing, less than an inch long, and it just makes a pop. But I had one of those blow up between my index finger and my thumb, and it was numb for a couple of days. So please be careful. I don't do that anymore. I'm not that stupid. As you get older, you do get smarter. And it's not nearly as much fun to risk danger as you get older, because you can't run away from things, and you have to be careful. Truly, young children should be very, very careful. Well, everybody should be careful of fireworks. When I was probably a teenager, my brother was a little bit older than me, a lot older. He was like 8 years older than me. But my brother, I guess I was probably 10 or 11. My brother was probably 18, 17. We were up at our lake, and we were firing off bottle rockets. We thought we were having a great time. Why my folks ever allowed me to do it, I don't know. It might have been before the law came in that you weren't allowed to do it in the state of Michigan. But we were firing off bottle rockets over the lake, which we thought was safe. Well, our next-door neighbor had a tarpaulin over his boathouse. And I may have told you this before. We fired one off, and it got a little haywire and came right back down and landed on their canvas roof. Burned a big hole through that. Fortunately, we were on the water. Also, fortunately, they weren't home. So my brother and I ran over fast and threw water on it. So the hole only was about 3 or 4 inches around. And Mr. and Mrs. Dr. and Mrs. Ditowski, I'm sorry. We owe you for that the tarpaulin. We never told them. And we didn't tell our parents either. I guess that's what you do when you're a kid. That's one way of getting around things, right? Just don't tell anybody. And so anyway, be careful. Be very careful. Even be careful with sparklers. I know that I believe they're legal in the state of Ohio, but the temperature that they burn at is over 1,000 degrees, that can burn an eye out, that can burn a finger to the bone. Please, please, be very careful. I really don't believe that the local police do very much. Have you ever gone out? Well, my wife and I, when we go to the fireworks, and matter of fact, I haven't heard yet, so if anybody knows whether we're having fireworks or not, give me a holler. We'll put you on the air and let the whole city of Marion know whether we are or whether or not. We go and sit by the Boys and Girls Club, that, you know, that gymnasium thing out there. We sit behind that to watch the fireworks go off. Well, if a policeman would, and I have seen a policeman drive down that alleyway that goes right next to the park, do absolutely nothing with people firing off fireworks and big fireworks along there. And they do nothing. Maybe they're going to change that this year. I don't really care, as long as they're not bothering me and as long as they don't hurt themselves. I guess I don't care, but it is against the law, right? And somebody could get hurt. My guess is that they kind of turn their head when they see, you know, one firecracker go off, or, you know. But there were kids out there a couple years ago that had very large aerial displays that they were firing off, and then they would take a whole packet of firecrackers, light it, and throw it at each other. That's just nuts. Nobody got hurt. We were lucky. But my wife and I sat there in deep chagrin, wondering how in the world did they not get hurt when those firecrackers were exploding all around them. I had that happen once when I was a kid. I lit a whole packet of firecrackers, and it went off almost immediately in my hand. I had let go of it, thank goodness, but they went off all around me, and all I remember is flashes everywhere all around me and being scared. And I think my mother saw it and came out and asked me where I got the firecrackers from. I probably blamed it on my brother. That's what I always did. He was 8 years my senior, and he was the one that always got in trouble, so it was easy. I never blamed my sister. She was an angel. She never did anything wrong. Anyway, Marietta and John were their names, and I miss both of them. Anyway, let's ask our first question. We'll see if you. I'm not going to have you call in on this one. This one might be a little tougher than I want you to call in. There's an autobiography of a woman, and the autobiography is known as Why the Caged Bird Sings. I left the first two words off. The autobiography is called I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. You know who that is? This one's not a real easy question. That's why I'm not having you call in on this one. I'll give you the answer quickly here. Anyway, it's an African-American writer. She's a poet and a very inspirational lady. Maya Angelou. She's the one that's her autobiography. I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. I'd like to get the answer to that. Maybe I haven't read that book. I'm going to have to go find that book. Or go find that audiobook. As you know, I don't read very well. I do a lot of audiobooks. That's how I try to get smarter. All right, I'm going to give you 3 minutes to guess on this one. All right, so get your thinking caps on. Again, our phone number, 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Oh, and by the way, that's the same number for Swap Shop, which we're going to do this afternoon starting at 12:15. So get your stuff ready for Swap Shop, and we'll try to get rid of some of that stuff. Last week, we had an uptick in the number of people that called in. I think we had 3 people, maybe 4, that called in with things sell or do or you know. I did see more garage sales going up this week, so you might call in, give us the scoop on where your garage sale is going to be, all right? We do have a lot of listeners. We were just upgraded, by the way, from a site that judges how many listeners you may have. They don't guarantee this, and it's not a scientific study. But our station was upgraded from 1,000 to 3,000. That was the area we were in, and now we're all the way up to 10,000. So there are people that listen. Sounds like a lot of people. Now I'm getting scared. I'm getting a little bit of stage fright here. Anyway, here's the question. I'll give you 3 minutes to answer this one. All right, and this one the answer might come pretty quickly. Yeah, that is if anybody's awake yet. All right, what is the tallest breed of dog in the world? What's the tallest breed of dog in the world? I have one of the smallest ones. She's really not that small. She's a Lhasa Apso, and she's 12 pounds. She probably stands 5 inches to her shoulders or something like that, maybe a little taller than that, but... It kind of depends on if she's squatted down drinking her water. She's so old that she has to kind of lay down on her tummy, spread her forearms out, and lick her water that way. Here we got an answer, or at least we got a call. Let's see if we got an answer. Hi, you're on the air. What's the answer?
Hey, Dan.
What was that? I'm sorry. You got it right on the head. Great Dane. have you ever seen a Great Dane up close?
Oh yeah, my babysitter. My kids are older now, but my babysitter had one.
Oh, that's huge.
They were younger. The kids would be in there with the dog and the babysitter, and I've never set the dog up inside.
You'd need probably a canvas bag if you went out and took that dog walking, right?
Yeah.
Plastic bags made of mold.
His name was Horatio.
Horatio. Excuse me. We got a break. Sorry. Bye-bye.
I could recite it word for word.
Well, Charlie, you must have a great memory.
Well, not really, but after 6,432 airings, it just becomes a part of your life. The sun comes up, the sun goes down, the moon comes out, and you hear Phyllis Diller's interview and cackle on WWGH.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm really sorry to our listener. I do that in honor of Charlie. I let those spots run right over the top of me. I'm really sorry. But the answer was correctly given. The tallest breed of dog in the world is a Great Dane. We have a lady that lives right next to my sister-in-law on my street. That has two of them. That has got to be a walk, you know, when you have to take the dog. The dogs have to go out sometimes, and if you have to take them for a walk, you better be carrying a suitcase to bring home what they leave behind. Anyway, Great Dane is the tallest dog in the world, and they're just usually as friendly as can be. The only dog that I think probably might be as friendly or friendlier, old English sheepdogs are, but I mean, they're huge too. We had an old English sheepdog up in northern Michigan where our cottage was, lived, 5 houses down from us. And he'd run out on the pier and take a flying leap into the water. And when he hit the water, it was bigger than a human being hitting the water. He was so big, but he was so friendly. Loved him. His name was Manfred. Odd that I remember that. Oh, well. All right, let's go on with another question. This one I'm going to give to you, but I'm going to make you think for a couple seconds here on this one. What is the softest mineral in the world? Now, we all know that diamonds are the hardest mineral, don't we? I think that's correct. But what is the softest mineral in the world? And no, it's not my heart. That I've had several people last night that would absolutely disagree with that on some of my exchanges on Facebook. I've been called a lot of things, but last night I was called more. It's okay. I like listening to people's complaints. I wish they would sometimes use nicer words. All right, no, that, you know, it really doesn't bother me. As you all know, my dad was a minister, and my dad hated profanity. Well, he didn't hate it so much. My mother hated profanity. We did not. I don't think there was a dirty word used in my house until the day that Oswald was shot. And the only reason why there was a dirty word used in my house on that day is my brother was watching live TV. Nobody else was in the living room with him when Oswald came in and got shot. And my brother used the worst word you could use, especially in a minister's house. That's the first time I had ever heard a dirty word used in our house. I don't usually use them in public. I'm not opposed to it, but what I was going to tell you is that my dad used to reprimand me for using, you know, a four-letter word. And I said, Dad, it's just four letters. It has no significance. That word doesn't mean anything bad. It's just a different version of what we would call it if we called it whatever. And but Dad didn't accept that explanation. So and he usually would explain to me that in genteel life, in our better, when we're suffering our better angels, we should try to be as good to people around us as we can. And some people take offense to hearing words like that. So I tried to learn that. I wasn't real good at it, but I tried to learn it. By the way, somebody wake me up when it gets to a quarter of. I don't want to miss the next break. Okay, let's do another question. Now, the softest mineral in the world. Okay, I gave you enough time that you and your wife can fight over it. It's talc. You know, like talcum powder? Talc, what apparently causes cancer in some people, I guess now. Or at least that's what they're afraid. But talc is the softest mineral in the world. All right. I wonder if I can pronounce this. Lateral epicondylitis. Lateral epicondylitis is a condition commonly known by what name? And I'm going to give you this one, too, because I can't pronounce that, so I may have mispronounced it. And you may not know what it is because I mispronounced a lateral epicondylitis. That's tennis elbow. Have you ever had that? It's very uncomfortable. It makes your arm feel weak, plus the pain. My youngest son, had Osgood Slaughter's. And that was, not only was it uncomfortable, but it wasn't very handsome. He had this giant bump growing on his knee, and he got past it. As the athlete that he was, he learned to play through it after a lot of ice. All right, let's continue on. This one I'm going to give you 3 minutes on, okay? You ready? If you got the answer to this, call 740-383-9944, and I'll try not to have a spot come right over the top of you like I unfortunately did for our last caller, all right? Who was the first female prime minister of Great Britain? Now, this should be easy, but a lot of people don't follow British history. But who was the first female prime minister of Great Britain? And we'll give you about 3 minutes to call in on that. See if you get an attaboy or an attagirl or whatever. Pat on the head. Here's an interesting question. How many ribs are there in the human body? And it doesn't say there's one less for women, or for men, I'm sorry. Obviously, both the male and the female have the same number of ribs. There goes that myth. I'm sorry. But we both have the same number of ribs. Now, I'm sure there are people that are born that have less or more by nature. This is the overwhelming majority of people have this number of ribs. 24. Now, are you counting them already? I think, you know, there are ribs that are little short ribs that are all the way around in the back and they don't come around the front. So you got to count all of them, I guess. It says right here, there are 24 ribs in all human bodies, or the majority of human bodies, including men and women. No difference. So the rib that supposedly was lost from Adam to make Eve, maybe he had 25 when he started. How's that sound? You might have wondered why that silence. I'll tell you why that silence. I brought my coffee today, and occasionally I need a shot before it gets too terribly cold, right? All right, we're waiting for somebody to come up with the idea of who is the first female prime minister of Great Britain. We'll give you another minute or so if you want to call in, 740-383-9944. This one's a good one. My major in college was speech and drama. Yeah, I know. Really tough. Wasn't like I was studying to be a doctor or anything. But my minor was geomorphology, and that included, stuff like shapes of rocks and styles and things, what makes up areas. And so this one was, I kind of knew this one because of my minor in college. What is the world's biggest island? Now, we used to have arguments with our geomorphology professor when we would say, well, don't you count, could you count the entire continent of North America as an island? Because it is surrounded by water. Now, he wouldn't give us that. All right. The largest island in the world, other than if you count continents, which we don't. Okay, the biggest island is Greenland. Now, Greenland is northeast of the United States by quite a ways. It's way up there. It's pretty cold. There's lots of snow and ice on it. It's if I recall correctly, it's covered by most of the island is covered by a very deep layer of permafrost and ice and snow. So. But there are cities there, and a lot of people live there. I don't know how many. Maybe that should be my next trivia question, but I don't have the answer, so I'm not going to ask it, all right? All right, well, apparently nobody knows who the first Prime Minister of Great Britain, female Prime Minister of Britain is. I'll give you 15 more seconds, and then I'm going to give you the answer to that one. And while you're thinking about that, which country is known as the land of the white elephant? Now, this is a tough one, so I'm going to give you the answer to this one. But anyway, your 15 seconds are up. The very first female prime minister of Great Britain was Margaret Thatcher. I was certain somebody would call me on that one. Let's see here. Okay, we've already done the ribs. Here's the answer. Probably a little late, but we'll take it. You're on the air. How can we help
you? I just heard you answer my question.
Well, I'm glad you did it. You did say Margaret
Thatcher, but I didn't get you in on time.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have given you an extra 15 seconds.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for having the right answer, and give yourself an attagirl. Bye-bye. All right. Yeah, that happens. I'm sorry. With the delay that we have, you guys don't know that I'm 15 to 30 seconds ahead of you. I'm sitting here, and we have a radio out in the lobby, and I can listen to what I said 30 seconds ago. If I'm real quiet, I can listen to what I said, and then I'll hear that I'm being real quiet. But it's 30 seconds. Sometimes it's 30 seconds. Sometimes it's a little shorter than that. But that's just for all you bad people that will call in and say bad words. We have a way to get you off the air, all right? Not that I've ever had anybody call. We've had some people say what used to be considered bad words, but not very much anymore. We don't have one of those buttons that you push that goes beep, but we do take care of that. So you will not be left on the air with the bad words, all right? All right, let's see. Where are we? All right. Which country is known as the land of the white elephant? I told you I'd give you the answer to this. And I don't know why it's a white elephant, but I understand why there are elephants there. It's Thailand, and I imagine there are lots of elephants. I didn't know there were white elephants there. I don't know that. Do you know the difference between a black rhino and a regular rhino? I have no idea. I've seen them, and they all look alike to me. I know that's a terrible thing to say, but they do. I'm sorry to Mrs. Rhino for saying that. I shouldn't have said that. Well, we're coming up here on a break, so I can have another sip of coffee. So while we're going to go to break, I'm going to give you a trivia question here, and you'll be thinking about it. What is the smallest ocean in the world? I'll give you three or four minutes on this.
Kid, did you know President Harding's dog, Laddie Boy, had a gold collar?
That's not so unusual.
Really?
No, he had a golden collar. I have a golden voice. Tomato, tomato.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
All right, we're back. This is Glenn Coble. You're listening to WWGH 107.1 here in Marion, Ohio. And we hope you're having fun. This is just one of those days we're going to just shoot the bull, right? I don't know why people say shoot the bull. Why would that's not a very nice thing to do. Oh, well. That's what we're going to do. We're going to give you a lot of trivia questions today. During the first 2 hours, or the first 2 45-minute sections, we're going to do it from this 250 really great trivia questions. And so far, they've been pretty good ones. The ones that, the ones I enjoy. Maybe you don't enjoy them, but that's okay. In the second, in my swap shop, in between our dozens of callers, I'm going to do wildlife trivia. I looked up this when I had James Anderson from the Marion County Naturalist for, and he's on every Thursday, every fourth Thursday of the month. We have him on. We're going to have him on again, and anyway. I looked all these up thinking that this would help me have something to say when he came on the air. And it really didn't, because you don't want to ask a guy who's an expert trivia questions, right? It just didn't seem right. So we talked about animals. But I've got this here, and I'm going to use that to fill in if we don't have lots of callers on Swap Shop. But if you're ready for Swap Shop, again, the number is 740-383-9944. We'd love to have you call in. You know, if you are going to call in this afternoon, make sure that you don't try to sell something that requires registration or, you know, like a car or a house, a gun, things like that. We just aren't able to do all the registration stuff that's required, and we don't want you to break any laws. Okay? All right, where were we? The smallest ocean in the world. Now, I've given you a lot of time because we had a break. I'll give you another minute, but I'll tell you what, this one's tough. It's not one that you think of. It's not a huge, well, it's the smallest ocean in the world, so obviously it's going to be not as big as the Pacific. All right. Well, that rules that one out. It's not the Pacific. All right. Let's see if I've got another one while we're waiting on that. Do you know what color most humans' eyes are? What is the color of most humans' eyes? I saw, what was Alexi's name? Alexi McCombs. Anyway, she's a MSNBC analyst or something like that. Absolutely gorgeous woman. Has the most beautiful light brown eyes I have ever seen. You know, everybody talks about blue eyes, but oh my goodness, are her eyes beautiful. Well, we've got a caller here. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Is it the Indian Ocean?
No, and that's what I thought, too. That absolutely was the ocean that I was absolutely sure it was, and I looked down at the answer to this, and I thought, oh, my goodness, I slapped myself in the head. You want to give it a second try?
Okay, thank you. Bye.
I'm sorry?
Oh, you want me to take another
try? No, I just thought maybe
Arctic? Arctic?
You got it there. It's the Arctic Ocean. Yeah. I didn't even... Quite frankly, now that was my minor in college, as I talked about it earlier. I didn't remember there was an Arctic Ocean, but there is. So you give yourself kind of a half pat on the head, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling in. Great answer. Okay. Well, I thought it was the Indian Ocean as well. I was absolutely certain that's what it was. And then I looked down at the answer and I went, oh my goodness, I forgot about that ocean. The Arctic Ocean. That's the smallest ocean in the world. Now, I'm going to have to go home. You know how many times I do this? Just about after every show I've ever done here, I've gone home and had to look something up, or I had to find out what is true and what is not true. I'm going to go home and look at the Arctic Ocean and see where it starts and where it ends. It's going to run into the Atlantic Ocean, the Pacific Ocean, and the Indian Ocean. I don't know how it can avoid hitting all of those. But anyway, I think it's just an extension of the Indian Ocean. I'm going to give it to our caller. You're a winner. Oh, me. I don't know that I'm allowed to do that. I think that's probably against the rules. The answer is the Arctic Ocean. All right. What color eyes do most humans have? Well, I kind of gave it away when I talked about this news person with the most beautiful brown eyes I have ever seen in my life. That's what most humans have, brown eyes. Most humans have brown eyes. And I was doing some research back a long time ago about where do people come from that have blue eyes. And it's predominantly from the Baltic area. The Baltic Sea area is where the people that have blue eyes. Now, nothing's 100%, but that's where the majority of them come from. I don't know what happened. There must have been a really handsome blue-eyed guy that showed up in the on the Baltic Ocean. He was fishing, and oh, well, we won't go any further with that. We'll just stop there. Okay. This is a good one. I'm going to give you 3 minutes on this one, 3 or 4 minutes on this one. It's, what is the hometown, or what was the city, not the hometown, but the city where Anne Frank's hiding place was? What city was that? Now, I have visited outside. I'm not sure you can even go in, but, I have visited, so that's your best hint right now. And I'll give you 3 or 4 minutes to answer that. And what city was the city where Anne Frank hid while being searched down by the Nazis? All right. What is the largest type of deer? Now, I didn't know this either, and I should have asked James this. And we talked about this kind of animal. James says there are none of this animal in this area, but the largest type of deer is the moose. I didn't know it was a deer. I thought it was its own subset or whatever. The moose is the largest type of deer. Now, don't mess with moose. I think I told the story when James was on that one of my former students was up in Alaska and let me know that a moose had stomped somebody to death out in the parking lot of the Anchorage, Alaska's University of Alaska. And that was a long time ago, but yikes. I wouldn't get close to one anyway because they're huge. They are big animals, and you should just move away, back up if you see one of them. Much like a bear, if you see a bear out in the wild, they tell you to act like you're playing dead. Well, the problem with doing that is you may play dead until you're dead. Now, that always scared me. They do now have bear repellent sprays. I hope I never have to, even if I buy that stuff, I hope I never have to use it. Because you know how close you got to be to a bear to use that. Yikes. All right. Which Disney film featured the song When You Wish Upon a Star? I'll give you 3 minutes on this one. This is a good one. I already gave you 3 minutes on the last one. Which city was the city where Anne Frank was hidden away? And I'll give you three more minutes on this one. What Disney film featured the song "When You Wish Upon a Star"? I'm not going to sing it, but anyway, we'll give you a few minutes on that one. Let's go ahead and move into another question here. What is the lowest army rank of a U.S. soldier? This is too easy. I was one of these once. Hang on, we've got a caller. Hold on. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Snow White?
I'm sorry?
Is the movie Snow White?
No, it's not Snow White. Good question. Good answer. But it's
You're
not.
You're doing a good job. We enjoy listening to you, sir.
Oh, well, thank you.
Bye-bye.
I hope so. Have a great day. You can always call in and give the answer again. Bye-bye. All right. No, it is not Snow White. Which film featured the song "When You Wish Upon a Star"? Okay, you got another minute or so. Let me give you the answer, because nobody's called in with the answer on the trivia question. What city was Anne Frank secreted in? It was Amsterdam. I love the city of Amsterdam. It was really neat with all the boats and stuff. And when I was in Amsterdam, even back then, 150 years ago, pot was legal there. All right, we got another phone call. You're on the air. What's your answer?
The Wizard of Oz?
No, you're getting closer. Well, I'm not sure you're getting closer, but that's not it. Keep trying. All right. Thanks for the call. All right. We've got two answers now that are both incorrect. The Wizard of Oz. Oh, I love that movie. Did you like that movie? Oh, I love that part. Anyway, it was not that one, nor was it, what was the other? Oh, I forget what she said the first one was. But it was neither one of these. And so the Disney film that features the song "When You Wish Upon a Star," you're going to hate yourself when I tell you the answer to this. It's just that simple. All right, I'll give you another 30 seconds here. But the lowest army rank of a U.S. soldier, I was one of these for a while I was in basic training, is a private. That's it. Not private first class. I can't tell you what my drill instructor called me. It was not a private. Private is the lowest rank. It's an E1. I think I got out of the service. I was an E6 when I got out, which is what, staff sergeant? Well, anyway, I was one of those. You work your way up. I was very lucky being in the United States Army Field Band. I was a private through basic training. I got to the field band. I was promoted to a Spec 4, a Specialist 4. And within 2 months, I was a Spec 5 and eventually worked my way up to a 6. So here's another person with a great answer, I'm sure. Hello, what's your answer?
Is the movie Cinderella?
No, we're hitting all around it, but that wasn't it either.
All right, thanks, man.
Thanks for... I'm sorry?
I said, thanks, Glenn.
Oh, yeah, thank you for calling in. You keep me awake.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. Another phone call, another great answer. It was none of the above. Okay, I'm going to give it to you. I should have given it to that gentleman who just called in. You ready? You're going to kick yourself. I know you are. When You Wish Upon a Star is Pinocchio. That was the movie it was in, Pinocchio. Yeah, and you know, I've seen that on TV several times, and when I saw the answer here, of course, that's easy, but it isn't easy. There are so many great Disney shows, and all of those answers were great answers.
You're listening to WWDH Radio 107.1 FM. Listen for guests like legendary comedian Shecky Green.
No, well, you also did the Ed Sullivan Show.
Oh, my God. Have you got 2 hours?
Oh, go ahead, please.
Right here in our